Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone is having an absolutely blessed day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, doing absolutely wonderful, for this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. It's an absolutely great day here in Central Florida. You know, we've got a sheriff who was on Glenn Beck last night, if you can believe it, who basically is talking about the Constitution and talking about guns and talking about protecting yourself. And we are blessed to be in this county, and I am so grateful to it, considering what's going on all over the country right now. In Louisville, we've actually had a man in a parking lot who was a barbecue specialist, been there for years and years and years, fed police guys, gave them free food. I mean, the guy was like this barbecue, you know, guru, and everybody loved the guy. And apparently they had a little meeting in his parking lot the other day, and the police opened fire, and they killed him. And, of course, the cops had the body cam footage turned off on their vest, which, of course, they do when they know they're in a situation where they don't want to offer evidence up against themselves, which I don't know if I can really blame them for that, though that should be immediate dismissal and charged with basically tampering with evidence. Something should happen to them when they do this, because they're supposed to be law enforcement officials, and now they're having these horrible problems in Louisville. The police chief was fired, and these two guys who shot this barbecue guy were put on administrative leave. I mean, they opened fire into a crowd. I mean, this is insanity. This is like reminding me of Kent State, what happened back in the 60s here in the United States, but much, much worse. I mean, these riots are getting worse everywhere. We have people like Steve Penichek, who just came out and did his little Opus thing, which I don't recommend him. I still think he's CIA. I still think he's putting out disinformation. And he's saying this is all a political move against the people that are jealous of Donald Trump, or who are envious of the people on the right, or whatever. And he's making it partisan politics still. He doesn't talk about what's going on with the international banking community, nor does he talk about, and this is the thing that really has to be brought into focus, that this stuff is happening all over the world. We have people who are all over the world now protesting what happened with this man who was killed. We have people all over the world who are still in lockdown from coronavirus. This is global. We can't make this about America. See, that's the problem with Americans. And I hate to say this about us, but it's the truth. We think the entire universe revolves around the United States. We think that everything that happens in the world is based upon what happens in the United States. We don't want to look at it from, hey, this isn't part of what we're doing. We're so arrogant in this country. And I'm speaking in the collective now, not individuals, because there are people out here in the United States, like myself, like Austin, like you guys, who aren't like this. But in basically, a lot of people never traveled outside of the United States who live here. They believe that they basically are the center of the universe, and that whatever happens in the United States, the world needs to follow. Well, guys, newsflash, the entire planet just got shut down, okay? These very businesses that have been shut down for months now are being looted. And unless they have a rider on their insurance policy, which most people don't, against rioting, looting, all that kind of stuff, many insurance companies won't even cover that, now their inventory from their closed stores is going to be sold basically via eBay, or on the street corner with their Louis Vuitton purses and Rolex watches. And here we go. Now, here's the problem with the Rolex watches and a lot of these other types of things that are being stolen. They all have serial numbers on them. And when they go to a certified Rolex dealer to be cleaned or appraised or whatever, and they pull the serial number off these watches, they're going to seize them as stolen property. So all of this stuff, one group yesterday shows up in a doggone Rolls Royce that they had stolen from the Rolls Royce dealership, and looted in the Rolls Royce. I mean, I guess that's doing it with style. I don't know. I mean, I really don't understand any of this stuff. And you know, and we've got to understand what's going on with this stuff. I mean, yesterday, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio explained why the rioters and the looters were being allowed to run amok and to steal millions of dollars worth of property while everyone else had to wear masks and maintain social distancing amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Blasio said that after 400 years of American racism, he goes, I'm sorry. He goes, that's not the same question as the understandably aggrieved store owner or devout religious person who wants to go back to services. In other words, he's allowing these blacks that are thugs, and I'm not picking on them because they're black, because there's some white people involved in it too, to go out and steal, rob, kill, and destroy because of 400 years of American racism that basically the Civil War ended the slavery stuff, which, by the way, the slavery was ending long before the Civil War because of the development of the cotton gin by Led Whitney. And big corporations like Amazon and Nike are also standing in support of the looters, as these big corporations are bulldozing the Best Buys and the Boondocks, and they're picking clean the luxury shops of Soho. You know, I mean, all of this stuff is happening right now. But, you know, of course, they want to get out. They want $14 trillion for slavery. This is the Robert Johnson, the founder of BET, is talking about. And, you know, now there's a new commercial for Amazon, the contact tracing technology, which allows you to walk in and out of a store without checking your purchase, because its sensors, the satellites, already know who you are and what you bought. In other words, you walk in, take what you want, walk out, and basically automatically debit your account. You think, well, that's really interesting. Well, here's the thing. If we have that kind of contact tracing ability, which we do, and our cell phones are basically our slave trackers, the majority of these people that are robbing and looting and stealing have cell phones. Austin talked about this yesterday. We could track everybody there and find out if they were in a shop at 2 o'clock in the morning when that shop was closed. We know they were there. It's not like they could even prove they're not. We have tracking abilities on them. We have cameras on all the street corners. But yet none of these people will be arrested. But yet the shop owners who've been shut down are basically being put in jail, losing their licenses because they're trying to earn a living while these looters go free. You know, we've got it backwards. I mean, how many politicians have been arrested over the last 6 weeks for violating the U.S. Constitution? I mean, how many? I mean, think through what they're doing to us right now. We've seen churches unlawfully close. Congregationalists fined. Pastors arrested. As well as mothers bringing their children to the park arrested. Planned Parenthood protesters and beachgoers arrested. Barbers being arrested and stripped of their licenses. We've even watched police SWAT use tanks and assault weapons against a mother for protecting her child from CPS state-forced medications. I mean, this is happening right now in the United States of America. Recently, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, the unbelievable liberal lesbian weirdo of Chicago, came out in a frontal unconstitutional attack against the very people that she used to serve. Does this look like American government to you? You know, people need to come to terms with this country with the fact that these people have forgotten where they've come from. They don't understand who we are anymore. They don't understand that they're the representatives, that they are hired by us. They work for us. Because of the lack of term limits, so they lose that perspective. You know, we have all of these people doing all of this crazy stuff, and we're supposed to just accept it. But let's look at the conclusion. There's a ruling in the United States Supreme Court shortly after the Civil War in Ex parte Milligan, 71 U.S., which you can make the applicable today concerning the issues that we face. And here's what it said. Neither the legislature nor the executive or judicial officer may disregard the provisions of the Constitution in the case of emergency. You hear that? It doesn't matter if there's a national emergency declared. You cannot suspend the Constitution. Section 98, therefore, anyone who declares the suspension of constitutionally guaranteed rights, that's like free travel, going unmolested on your way, peaceful assembly, freely worshiping, you know, earning a living, and or attempts to enforce such suspension within 50 independent sovereign continental United States of America is making war against our Constitution, and therefore we the people. They violate their constitutional oath and thus immediately forfeit their office and delegated authority, and their proclamations may be disregarded with impunity, and that means anyone, even the governor and the president. That's what it says in Ex parte Milligan, 71 U.S. Guys, we're in the middle of a mess right now, and we have people everywhere believing that Donald Trump is the Messiah, and he can't stop calling everybody stupid and idiots. I mean, if you really want to make people really get pissed, all right, if they're mad at you, you tell them how stupid they are, how low-life they are, and what a loser they are. And I can guarantee you, you're going to get people unbelievably angry at you, and they're going to galvanize against you because you're fueling the fire. Even Pat Robertson, who I don't have a whole lot of respect for, which I personally believe is a high-level Masonic leader, he's blasting Trump for his protest response. TV evangelist Pat Robertson joined the religious leaders criticizing President Trump for his law and order response to the nationwide unrest following the death of George Floyd in the custody of the Minneapolis police. Robertson, he's, by the way, he's 90 years old. He should have retired long ago. A one-time GOP presidential candidate, has been generally supportive of Trump during his administration, but he blasted the president's approach to the protests in the opening remarks of the television show The 700 Club on Tuesday. Quote, "It seems like now is the time to say, I understand your pain. I want to comfort you. I think it's time we love each other," said Robertson, 90. But the president took a different course. He said, "I'm the president of law and order," and he issued a heads up. See, this is what's going on right now. For some reason, Donald Trump, it seems as though he's intentionally promoting discord. Now, people say, well, he's a New Yorker, and this is how they act. And quite frankly, that is how a lot of New Yorkers act. They really are a bunch of jerks. I mean, if you go to New York City and you deal with a New Yorker, the only thing they understand is you yelling and screaming back. Been there, done that. Okay? When you get these Northeast liberals who want to bully everybody, if you don't get back in their face immediately, they think you're a wimp. And they can run over you and get whatever they want from you and basically defraud you or whatever else they want to do to you. But if you get back and you start fussing at them, they listen. They consider being nice a sign of weakness. So is this Donald Trump's excuse that he's a 12-year-old bully in a doggone, you know, playground? Did he smoke so much pot at the age of 12 or 10 or 11 or whatever? I don't know. Did he stop and arrested his neurological development and he's still at a 12-year-old mindset? I don't know. But I know one thing. There's a new Republican ad attacking Trump, and it's going after his base and the Confederate flag. You know, you say, well, the Confederate flag is a message of hatred and racism. Well, to those who don't like it, it is. But the people in the South, it's a message of standing against the tyranny of the doggone government when they come in and try to take your stuff away. The new ad is from the Lincoln Project, the Republican super PAC. And it's a Republican super PAC, and it's attacking Donald Trump. And it's created to help defeat Trump in the 2020 election. It was founded by the notable members of the GOP, including George Conway, husband to the White House counselor, Kellyanne Conway. Now you ask yourself a question. Why in the world would George Conway hammer, you know, Donald Trump when Kellyanne Conway is working for Donald Trump? Well, in March 2019, just a few months ago, President Trump responded to criticism from Kellyanne's husband, George, by describing George. Here we go. Here's how you respond to criticism, make sure people calm down. Trump says that George, who's a very, very brilliant man, as a stone-cold loser and husband from hell. Yeah, that's how you make people like you. Kellyanne, however, turned against her own husband and defended her boss, Trump, by saying George Conway is not a psychiatrist and that Trump should be expected to respond when George, a non-medical professional, accusing him of having a mental disorder. So how long are they going to stay married? How long are Kellyanne Conway and George Conway going to stay married while she's in the Trump administration? I don't know. But you guys can look at the story on this. And here we find ourselves with the most divisive president in history, who has the lowest approval ratings of any president at the end of their first term, and we sit back and we look at it and we go, what the heck? Who in the world are these people, and why are they doing that? Then, remember, you've got to realize, out of chaos will come a new world order. That's the mantra of these clowns. The international banking community, the all-seeing eye with the pyramid, attribute to their god Ein Sof on the back of our dollar bill, is running and calling the shows. And they're controlling both sides of this narrative. There's no way that Donald Trump is this inept that he's going to run around calling people names right now, a few months before the election, in the middle of a pandemic, supposedly, which is not real. Not real. The disease is real. Now we realize how low the death rate is. The disease is real, but with a very low death rate. But the shops are being torn apart. Houses are being looted. People are being shot and killed all over the country, while Donald Trump tells everybody they're losers from hell. not everybody, but a bunch of people, and you think to yourself, why would he do this? Guys, it has to be part of an orchestrated plan. Because remember, these riots are occurring all over the world. All over the world. So who in the world, the real planetary rulers, what are they doing? What are they putting into the energy field? Why is it that I have a friend of mine who's a constable in South Carolina told me that all over South Carolina now that husbands are beating up wives and wives are beating up husbands and that the people and the civility of the communities is falling apart. Why is that? Well, let me tell you why. Because they lock you up in a house for 2-3 months. They make you deal with things you haven't had to deal with before. They take away all of your escape valves, and then they basically throw a false flag, and I'm calling it a false flag now with this Floyd by guy being killed, in your face. You know, it's so funny to me, guys, and Austin, you can comment on this. You know, we have this Floyd guy being – we're watching a snuff film. We're watching him being snuffed out. Now, if you tell people that Jesus Christ is Lord – Facebook may come against you and tell you you're violating community standards and pull your ad down or pull your Facebook or pull whatever down or Twitter or whatever. It doesn't make a difference. They just randomly pick it. But they can allow you to send out a snuff movie. Now, a snuff movie is a movie in which they actually have done these, which is really kind of weird that they do stuff like this. They'll actually film somebody actually being murdered and they sell it because a lot of people think that's cool and they get off on it, whatever the heck that's supposed to even mean. It's a satanic mess again. And yet they force us and allow us to watch a snuff movie by Floyd, yet saying Jesus Christ is Lord is hate speech, or going to church on Sunday is not allowed. And why are they doing this? Why? To create chaos, to break down the very fabric of our society, to allow another power to come in, or the government to come in, or UN troops to be deployed on our soil and go house to house. Is this where we're going with this? Guys, cooler heads must prevail. We've got to realize that we're in the middle of a mess right now, and it's being orchestrated by the international Kabbalist bankers, and we've got to put it back where it is because they want their new world order. Austin, what do you think?
No doubt about it. I remember years ago, I don't remember if this treaty was fully ratified. I remember Obama had signed it, but basically what it came down into, I don't have it in front of me, I'll have to look it up later on when you go next. And it basically went into discussion of a treaty with the United Nations that called in the fact that if human rights were violated in the United States and civilian rights were being violated and there was no law and order intact, that the United Nations would be called in to restore law and order. I'll have to
exactly
find
right.
That. It was, I think, 5 or 6 years ago is when the last things he signed. Now, what's also interesting about what you just said, Dad, as far as what's interesting, how Facebook has posted this, YouTube, this video circulated everywhere and had very, very, very little restrictions. But we'll take it a step further. You have a video with a world-renowned medical doctor, Judy Malkovich, who goes into detail on what they've been doing with vaccines, on what they did with AIDS, on what Fauci was involved in suppressing the information with AIDS, on the information about Fauci intentionally suppressing the truth about the coronavirus and trying to spread a mass pandemic. And the movie is Plandemic. You guys know it. A lot of you have seen it. And it has literally been the most censored video of 2020, by far any film that's ever been censored, considering the fact it does not violate any community guidelines, it does not have hate speech, it does not have death in it, it does not have foul language in it, it does not have anything that's perverted or inappropriate for young children, nothing at all. It simply goes into detail on what has been really going on from a medical doctor for the last 20 years. That was directly involved in it, that can name names and drop papers, but yet it's completely restricted, monitored, pulled down, and basically banned all over social media. Now, why is that? Why is it that we can have a film of somebody basically being executed by a cop circulate with no restrictions, but we have a video of a doctor talking about the lies and the manipulation that we're having happen to us via the coronavirus, allegedly? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. And this is what everybody has to realize. They're pushing all this right now. That's why there is literally report after report after report after report from cities all over the country with random pallets of bricks that have shown up. I'm not going to let this go. I'm going to keep bringing this up because everybody wants to be like, oh, well, you know, they had a construction project on a patio in San Antonio, so that's totally normal. Really? It's totally normal for contractors to leave material out in the middle of the street in a non-construction zone without any type of covering or any type of prevention from theft. Yeah, it's totally normal. They do it all the time. They do it all the time in construction. Not all these places you've seen, there was no construction zones. That's the irony about it. They're just placed in the middle of something. Then they put like a little barrier up around it to make it look like it was something like cordoned off. This is well planned. And now it's ironic too now about this whole thing with the coronavirus. This is something I've been researching on this week. You guys have seen this now. The report in Germany that was drafted by a scientific panel and was appointed by Germany's interior minister has now declared the COVID-19 pandemic a global false alarm. It was leaked by a former employee. The Germany's federal government has engaged in damage control after the leak report challenged the established COVID-19 pandemic narrative leaked from the interior minister. It went on to say, basically, on different aspects of it, the report focused on the manifold and heavy consequences of the corona measures and warns they were grave. It even discussed in detail on how, essentially, majority of the people that have died from coronavirus would statistically die this year because they've reached the end of their lives or they already have a very weakened immune system and could have had more issues from stress or other health complications. Initially, the government tried to dismiss the report of the work of one employee and its contents of his own opinion. However, when you actually do research on the 93-page report titled Analysis of the Crisis Management, it had been drafted by a scientific panel appointed by the Interior Ministry and composed by external medical experts from several German universities. The report was the initiative of the Department of Interior Ministry Unit KM4 and in charge of the protection of critical infrastructure. This is also where the German official turned whistleblower, Stephen Konk, worked and from where he had leaked this to the media. As Der Spiegel reported on May 15th, Stephen Konk, the whistleblower, has since been suspended from duty and he was advised to obtain a lawyer and his laptop was confiscated.
Of course he has.
Now, of course, you don't hear about any of this. Mainstream media hasn't talked about this at all. Germany has been trying to suppress the heck out of this right now and has been trying to spin it every which way they can. Oh, no, this is his work. Oh, well, you know, it wasn't fully finalized yet. Oh, well, the report was just in its infancy. We really hadn't done a full, you know, analysis of it yet. That's why we didn't release it. I mean, just crap after crap after crap. It's like how many shovels of poop can they pour on you before you say enough? Why? Because, again, it doesn't go along with the narrative. The coronavirus, real virus, by all means whatsoever, was completely and totally used and manipulated to bring in a full-blown authoritarian takeover and monitoring of our country at the same time to shut down the entire United States economy and the world economy, I should just add that in there, so they could bring in a false issue of what's going on, blame it on the virus. Remember what I said? The thing about these bankers, they love to be in the dark. They don't like to get blamed for anything. So now you have a perfect reason for them to go, oh, we didn't do this. This is the virus. You know, it didn't have anything to do with us. It was the virus. Now, everybody's in their house for 2 months. People are unemployed. People are getting paid, though, still, with their stimulus checks and their unemployment checks and their benefits. And remember, all the welfare and EBT and all that stuff, that money didn't stop. Everybody that still was on all those government handouts, they still got money. So understand, this is what they intentionally prepped this to do. Now, there's a high probability, as we've already seen now, numerous cases. There were 4 cops shot in St. Louis last night. There's another cop shot in Las Vegas, I think, 2 nights ago. There's been multiple instances of that. Now, I'm not justifying the actions of the cops in some cases or the rioters in some cases because, like Dad said, this incident with this guy, this barbecue guy got shot, I was looking at that earlier, that was a horrible incident too. And you have other incidents where these rioters are going in and shooting cops now. This is not the way to handle this. If somebody is putting you in great bodily harm, if somebody is basically coming into your home or breaking into your store and is armed, by all means, you have the right to fully engage them with deadly force. But a lot of times what we've seen now is this police state has given carte blanche immunity to, in some cases, rob and kill, going into houses with, you know, no-knock search warrants at 4 a.m. I mean, I still don't even understand why anybody thought that was a great idea to do that and even allow that legally. And then people shoot back, and then people die, and people get shot. And so you have this situation where a lot of people are sick of it. And I'm a big supporter of law enforcement. You guys know that as well. And they can be a very valuable tool for the citizens if used appropriately, like we have down here in Polk County. But some of these areas, as we saw, like up in Philadelphia, That was egregious. I mean, you know what happened up there, or Minneapolis, excuse me. And so when you see situations like that occur, you really have to understand and look at it, what is really going on behind the scenes. It's interesting now, more and more people now are starting to fight back as far as shop owners, which in turn I agree with. But it's also going to start more and more and more violence. This violence begets more violence in most cases, and that's why they're funding these Antifa groups, and they're paying these guys to do this. They're trying to get everybody as mad and irate and as violent as they can get. There was another incident up in South Philly where four armed men broke into a guy's gun store. He was there. He was staying there for the week because he wanted to protect the store. They broke him. He lit them up with an AR, killed one of them. They ran out. I think a bunch of them got arrested. One guy was dead on the scene. Never even made it out of the building. Took a 5.56 straight to the head. Lights out. And so people were like, oh, man, I can't believe he killed him. People were saying that. This is ridiculous. This is so violent. And I'm like, four masked men with firearms break into your gun store at 4 a.m. There is only one reason they are there. Only one reason. To do great bodily harm and steal your stuff. So I commend this guy for that. There's another incident, basically, that I saw over in another one in Philadelphia where a guy brought in improvised explosives to blow up an ATM machine. He ended up blowing himself up and killed himself with a bunch of explosives in there. I mean, this thing is starting to get so far-fetched with what's going on. And, you know, and you saw up in Idaho, I was proud of these guys, in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, you know, we saw in Spokane 2 nights ago, there was massive rioting again, people breaking windows out. So these guys came, they apparently were allegedly coming to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and so about 200 patriots showed up armed and said, downtown said, no, we're not going to play this game. You guys want to start doing this, you guys are going to get met with force. And the problem is, it's like Dad said, when you start dealing with these individuals that are these rioters and that are following the crowd or they're being paid, they only know one thing, and that is basically force back. If you try to be polite, if you try to be nice, if you try to reason them why they have rocks and stones and bricks and pipes, they're just going to beat you. I mean, you saw that one poor guy in, what was it, in New York, and he was trying to defend his shop with a samurai sword. He literally got curb stomped to death. They literally stomped him in the ground. I mean, is this where we're really going now in this country? And another thing I thought about last night, I told Lana this, and I've had this theory, because Dad and I have talked about it before, with the microwave energy. You know, if you've ever seen that movie, The Kingsman, the first one, second one's weird. First one's weird, but it's interesting. And they have Samuel L. Jackson, who's the bad guy in it, and he gives out free phones to everybody, free phones with super fast internet, the whole nine yards, same crap we've been hearing here in the whole world now, as far as you know, oh, fast internet, faster, everybody needs faster internet, everyone needs faster internet, they just want to watch and monitor everything. So they get these phones, well, he has them equipped with these chips, and he has a satellite hooked up to them, and it basically it puts this frequency out that makes people insanely violent, insanely violent. They just want to kill everybody. There's a scene that they do, a real weird scene in the church where they do this. It's kind of bizarre. But the movie premise ties back into exactly what I'm saying now. We've seen for the last year that the 5G system has been fully implemented and up and running all across the country. Even here now, locally in Central Florida, we're seeing towers go up at a record-breaking pace with 5G towers all over, these big, giant microwave towers. And at the same time now, we're seeing people become more agitated, more violent, more aggressive, more hostile. And I'm not saying this is the only contributing factor at all. I'm not saying that at all, because there's a lot of factors in this. But I'm saying, isn't it ironic that we start implementing the 5G system, then we start pumping in billions of dollars in grants to push this stuff up everywhere, then we have a coronavirus, and it was ironic because during the coronavirus is when I saw the vast majority of these 5G towers go up around here. And now all of a sudden in these big city areas where the populace is already onto a boiling point, and now everybody's getting increasingly more and more violent. Just thought I would throw that out there. I have no idea if those two are connected. Just thought I would kind of add that in there, as it does seem slightly coincidental with all these things going on right now. And then we've seen and heard, and we know from the research, 5G is a microwave energy weapon. It was built by the military. It can go in different, basically, energy levels. You know, it doesn't have to be wide open. It can be very, very mild and doesn't really have much effects at all. But it can be turned up. So isn't it funny that we're seeing this now? Just thought I would throw that out there, Dad. What do you think?
You know, Austin, you know, Bloomberg is coming out now and talking about the way we cool the planet off is through geoengineering. It's an article I posted on the Health Masters website, their new site. It says the fast, cheap, and scary way to cool the planet. And they're talking about using sulfur dioxide, and they're talking about how it comes from volcanoes and it cools the planet off. This is all, again, conditioning us to accept the fact that they're spraying us with geoengineering, smart dust, aluminum, and barium, which increases the ability to transmit 5G down here at sea level where we all live. This is what they're doing. Now, it's funny you would say that because it's so true. I mean, I had my buddy in South Carolina who's a constable. I mentioned this earlier, saying how all of these husbands and wives are beating each other up. In fact, he texted me last night. He was on a call to go to another house for more domestic disturbances. I mean, this is happening everywhere. I know I've had so many people contact me in the last few weeks. I don't know what's going on with my wife. She's acting crazy. I don't know what's going on with my husband. He's acting crazy. I don't know what's going on with our kids. They're crazy most of the time, and now they're acting really crazy. So there's an energy field that surrounds the planet. Now, this is God's energy field. It's in a quantum vacuum. We've got to understand what's going on. And now cell research, based on the principles of quantum mechanics, shows the world is created out of energy. We've talked about this, how energy holds everything together, and it says in the Bible it's through Christ that all things are held together. Researchers have now demonstrated that cell membranes can contain special proteins that are called integral membrane proteins that respond to energy signals from the external and internal environment. Hence, now we're talking about 5G again. It's important because they acknowledge that the biological behavior can be controlled by invisible energy forces, which include thought. Now, we're going to go here now. I started it. We're going to go here for a second. We're going to go a little esoteric. We're going to get off the coronavirus mess, get off this other stuff, and talk about what's happening from an energy system in our mind. When we shut off our internal mind talk and we basically start praying and believing God and praying in affirmations, we actually line ourselves up with God, the great I Am's spiritual quantum level energy matrix. Now, this energy can actually be transferred to our DNA. And it affects the molecular and cellular levels that drive all of our physical metabolic processes. This is why when people pray for people to be healed, many times we have miracles and people get prayed for and they get healed. We have to understand that all of this stuff is connected. All of us are connected to each other. Now listen to me. This is why the 5G is such a nightmare. And remember, these entities that have fallen and have left God, a third of the angels fell in this great war against God. When they fell, they disconnected themselves from God's energy source. I talked about this in depth last Thursday on the show. That's why they require human sacrifice and the sacrifice of the blood of the innocents and the negative energy created through human sacrifice, where these people are tortured to basically consume to stay alive. Their energy field is distorted. They can't get energy from God from this matrix we're talking about, because we're all connected to each other, except these things are not. We are all totally interdependent on each other if we're still connected to God's energy. Our body, our brain, our consciousness, everything inextricably joined with the entire universe, because that's the way God made us, because we're an energy field. every atom, every molecule within us depends on the rest of the universe because we're all tied together with God. Now, our brain and other parts of our neurophysiology are interconnected by this great matrix that we're in, this energy field through Christ that coordinates and regulates the behaviors of certain parts of the body. This is the energy field that God gives us that we're connected to Him with because our DNA is a step-up transformer, basically communication device to God Himself. And our body talks to itself and other parts of the body via scalar waves. Now, this is instantaneous. God's energy is around all of us if we're still in alignment with Him. Now, what ends up happening is if they come in and they basically put a different energy field into the ether, all right, with 5G, and they've learned that certain frequencies cause anger, certain frequencies cause suicide, certain frequencies make you want to go to sleep, certain frequencies give you cancer, and certain frequencies will make you puke your guts out instantaneously. They understand that. If you read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, it talks about this. Now, it's all about energy. So what they do, if they put negative energy fields into this 5G system now in these major cities where all these things are taking place, it can definitely create hatred and bitterness and resentment and, oh, we need $14 trillion in slave reparations and all this other kind of stuff. Years ago, I had a man who worked out with me here at the house. I've got a gym here at the house I work out in, and he was a former NFL player. He's a black guy, good friend, still is, pastor now. And he was talking about how the blacks needed to be given slave reparations. And my response to him was, my parents didn't own slaves. We were over in Germany. Now, we had, you know, problems in Germany with whatever was going over there, but we weren't here in the United States owning slaves. And he goes, well, you've had the benefit of living in this country, so you should still pay slave reparations. And I'm like, dude, you have the benefit of living in this country too. I mean, you know, why are you saying now that, you know, 150 years later that we need to pay for what these international bankers did with the slave trade 500 years ago? I said, this makes sense. He stood his ground on that. And see, this is the problem that we have. We want to blame somebody else for us not staying in college, for us being a redneck, for us using drugs, for us staying drunk through college, for us making horrible decisions with our own life to cause us to go to jail or have to be married 10 times. I mean, whatever. Pick it. You pick it. It's always somebody else's fault. And it's not. We've got to take responsibility. And remember, our DNA feels all of the energy field that's going around us. It's an antenna in our cells. The energy production centers, the mitochondria, they assume the shape of a coil. And they look like a series of cells that generate energy. They're basically able to generate scalar waves. And the body contains thousands of these coils. And they can generate scalar waves throughout the cell and throughout the body and communicate with each other. That's how complicated we are. And so when you start messing with this and putting a 5G system in, everything is affected. The electrical activity of the heart, all of this stuff is affected. Affected by this energy field that we're in, our brain, our negative attitudes, the thoughts. You know, I was talking to someone just the other day, and I said, why is it that you can't apologize? Why is it when you mess up, you've got to stay angry for days when it was your fault? Why is it you can't walk in love and in forgiveness? Why can't you just say, I was wrong? Well, if someone's telling you in an energy field, bitterness, rage, and anger, it's going to affect you. Now remember, in the scalar vacuum state, this energy is susceptible to our thoughts and our feelings. I mean, our cells literally react to environmental signals as well as our thoughts. Cells move towards growth signals and away from life-threatening stimuli. And if we're not careful, what ends up happening is we can have all kinds of health issues, including, you know, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, cognitive impairments, sleep disorders, all because of what we think about, what we speak about, what we dwell on, and what energy fields they're putting in around us via 5G. This is why the 5G is so dangerous, and Austin and I have talked about it over and over and over and over again. Because every single thought and emotion creates an electromagnetic frequency that is perceived by every cell in the body through instant communication because of scalar waves. I've talked about this. You know, Harold Villa out of Germany, he's a physicist over there. He says you can take a pint of blood from an individual in the United States, send it to Australia on the other side of the planet, next day air, keeping it perfectly in temperature and perfect oxygen levels in it, and have the person in the United States watch a scary movie and create fear molecules. And the blood in Australia creates the same fear molecules at the same time because the blood's still alive and it thinks it's still connected to the body. And because of scalar waves, it's able to communicate instantaneously. Our prayers are scalar waves. This is what allows us to talk to God, to connect with Him. It's through a scalar wave. And we have to understand that when these scalar waves are affected, or they put a scalar wave through you or another communication signal, that this stuff in our body starts to get chaotic. And cellular information and instructions for enzyme and protein formulation can be blocked. Same thing. Remember in the old TV sets, you know, the antenna had to be pointed in the direction of the transmitted incoming signal. If you didn't get focus on the antenna signal, on the coming into your antenna, you'd only get static. See, that's the same thing that happens with God. When we have these other types of energy fields put in here, we don't get to stay focused on the great I am. And this is why I've talked to you guys so many times about what the blood of Jesus does. What happens when an eternal, omnipresent being, the great I am, allows himself to be put on a cross through his son Jesus Christ for all eternity? He can't step away from it because he's omnipresent. And it allows that energy from the blood, that scalar frequency, to continue to heal you for all eternity. And once you accept Jesus Christ, you're born again and you never die. You go to be with God automatically when you pass away from this body on this planet. Because we go into His matrix, His energy field, into heaven. This is what being a Christian is all about. And they know this. They understand this. You think that I'm the only person or other authors are the only people that understand what scalar wave energy and frequencies are? That's why they took the doggone Maxwell field equations out when fourth-dimensional points in space-time, interdimensional space-time. They took it out of the public domain 100 years ago because they didn't want us understanding what was going on. Well, here's the newsflash. We got it. We realize that we're wonderfully made. I mean, human beings are incredible. We are created in the image of the great I am himself. Think about that for a second. We're a step-up transformer coil to God to communicate with Him, to be in covenant with Him, to be one with Him. And they understand this, these people who run the international bankers, these wizards and warlocks and witches. They got it. They know this stuff, guys. And that's why they're trying to interfere with all of this stuff. As Gosses said, the Kingsmen, they put an energy frequency through their cell phones. Everybody goes nuts and starts killing each other. Wow. So is that happening right now? I don't know. It sure seems weird to me, though, that we've got this stuff happening all over the world. And then with their mantra comes back out, out of chaos will come a new world order. Wow. Guys, stay right with God. Stay right with Christ. Stay right with the great I am. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, Lamb of God, Prince of Peace, Counselor, the Good Shepherd, Savior, Redeemer, Deliverer, Messiah, the Way, Lord God Almighty, Lord of all, Resurrection and Life, King of Kings, Son of God. Stay right, because it's only through Christ that we can become one with the great I am through the blood of the Lamb. Guys, I needed to tell you guys this today. I need to let you know that you're wonderfully made, that you're created in the image of the great I am, and you can control those emotions. It doesn't make any difference what type of energy field they want to broadcast through you if you're saved. You can control it. I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day. I said, why can't you control this? Why can't you get a handle on this? If you realize they're doing this to you, just say no. Get thee behind me, Satan. I will follow the great I am. I will follow Jesus Christ and walk away from it. Don't be quick to anger. And Austin's right. Avoid situations that you know that you're going to be pushed Don't get yourself into a situation, especially if you're carrying a concealed weapon permit. Now listen to me for a second. There's all kinds of weird laws in the book that are applicable to you, but not to the politicians. If you're defending private property and you use lethal force and your life's not in danger, there's a high probability if you kill somebody, you're going to be charged with murder or manslaughter. You think, well, they can't really do that if you're defending your property. Oh, yeah. I was told by a sheriff's deputy here in my county years ago, if they come to your property and they tear down a fence or they tear down a gate and you see them doing it, you can call the sheriff's department, but you cannot stop them using lethal force. You cannot stop them even pulling a gun on them. You can't do anything. You have to watch it, call the sheriff up, and then if it's something that's going to be disputed, you've got to go to civil court and sue them. Oh, yeah. Again, these laws are made for the criminals. You shouldn't allow people, in my opinion, to go destroy your stuff without trying to stop them, but you can be sued for that. How much worse would it be if you ended up shooting somebody? Now, that's why Grady Judd was very careful what he said the other day. He said, if they break into your home now, and they're coming there to steal or to hurt you or to burn things, you're able to blow them back out with your guns. He did not say if they show up in an outbuilding on your property or if they're a block away that you could go kill them. He didn't say that. But he's being very clear because he understands what the law is. So be careful in your area. Be careful with what you get yourself involved in because, guys, I'm going to say it again. There's two separate sets of laws. One for the elite, like Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, who I still don't believe is dead, and all these other people that are involved in this great, how should I say, New World Order onslaught. And then there's us, the peasants. That's what they think we are. I mean, Donald Trump calls people lowlifes and perverts and weirdos or whatever he says. I mean, just what is he trying to potentially stoke people up? If you got somebody mad at you, you start yelling at them. You're like a bully in a bully schoolyard. You're going to get in a fight. And, you know, and when you have the military might of the United States and full automatic weapons and flashbang grenades and all the other stuff available to you, it's going to be asymmetrical warfare. Be very, very careful. Avoid situations. Only engage if you absolutely have to and you know you're in the right from a legal standpoint. Austin, what do you think?
Well, that was well said. And, I mean, obviously state by state's different as well. You know, down here in Florida, we have the very, very great Stand Your Ground law. And, you know, so we don't have that situation quite as strict as some states down, as, you know, some of the liberal states. I mean, I know I don't remember what states they are, but I remember reading about them years ago. There were some states that basically you had a duty to retreat out of your own home. Like, if somebody breaks in and they're there, unless they have basically like a 12-gauge shotgun in your face and it's on camera and you have multiple witnesses recording it with their phone and you shoot them, that's like the only legal way you can do it. If somebody breaks in, you're technically like supposed to flee your home. I don't remember. There was a couple states, but a lot of that's been changed now. It's asinine, just idiotic stuff like that. And that's not the case down here in Florida whatsoever. We have Stand Your Ground, which means you have no duty to retreat, even outside in the public area, if somebody comes at you with deadly force, with willful want to do great bodily harm. And in your home, you have Castle Doctrine and Stand Your Ground, which means you do not have to do anything but defend yourself if somebody tries to get in to your home. So I just want to clarify that. But yes, Dad's absolutely right. Make sure you know your state laws and what's going on, because there's a lot of different variations of these laws. Also, too, in other news, this is something very strange, is that Jack Polobsek has basically reported on this. He's a news reporter, and he said that authorities now discovered a crate filled with pipe bombs near the Korean War Memorial in Washington, D.C. Law enforcement said they're pursuing any suspects they can find, which whatever that means. They also said now that D.C. is receiving intelligence about U-Haul trucks coming from out of state with suspected weapon stashes around the city. Now, guys, this is well beyond coordinated of just some random pop-up riots that people are putting out on social media. Let's be clear about that. These are very, very well-orchestrated and well-planned riots that are pre-planned and pre-stashed. If they are, we've already had multiple incidents with explosions. We there are multiple incidents with shootings now. So now, if they do this and they start basically planting pipe bombs and they start having weapons caches and they start using this, that is a whole nother ball game when it comes to rioting. Understand that. As Dad said, if somebody's in your area or around your area and they knock over a fence or do, or, you know, spray paint a sign or spray paint a wall, the legality is not really there as far as, you know, if something happens. If you're in your home and people start running down the street and they start throwing pipe bombs and start carrying weapons and pointing them at you, at least in the state of Florida, that's full direct engagement at that point if you see somebody with a deadly weapon and they start pointing it at you. So it looks to me that they're really trying to stoke a civil war. And quite frankly, guys, if they keep this up and they keep the funding and they keep pushing the people, they're going to get one. And it really appears to me that this was so well orchestrated from the beginning to line this out. And that's the same thing I've been saying. I've been trying to figure out the whole incident, the connection with George and this law enforcement officer, what really happened in that film, what was really the backstory, because all this stuff now is starting to really, really reek of a full-blown false flag. I mean, we know the COVID-19 was a complete and total psychop now. I mean, even Germany's interior ministry panel has had that now. I told you guys that at the beginning of the show. This isn't conspiracy theory anymore. It's completely overblown. It was slightly worse than the flu. But yet we've now seen totalitarian measures that we've never even thought possible in the United States, all the way from these contact tracing apps to now these issues with the vaccine warp speed. All these things are still going on. Everybody's worried about riots, which obviously they're here and now. Nobody's talking about the multi-trillion dollar bill they're still trying to pass, the Operation Warp Speed with 500 million vaccines they want to have ready by January, the contact tracing apps that Apple and Google have already started to put forward in their updates, and the universities that are building apps to basically track exactly what Dad said. That stuff, don't even talk about that now. They don't want us talking about that. They needed to change the narrative. And now all those things are already being implemented and in place, and now we're having these riots all over the country. So you can see how this is timing out perfectly to be by the end of the year. They can calm everything down. They can bring in some more martial law. They can bring in some UN. They can calm everybody down. And then what are they going to do again? Probably going to have a coronavirus 2.0 pop back up. Oh, it's horrible. We got to get this vaccine to everybody now. We got the virus stimming up again. It's wintertime. That money, they're going to try to pull something like that again. And pretty much from what you're seeing right now with what's going around the country, and this is why I've encouraged everybody to stay awake and stay armed, they're probably going to have a mass shooting here very soon. I'm letting you know that right now. They're going to have some type of mass shooting so they can come in and say, due to the massive amount of riots, due to the massive amount of protesters that are carrying weapons, due to this mass shooting now, we have to do some type of weapon restriction in this national emergency that we're in right
now. Exactly right.
We're still dealing with the COVID virus. We're now dealing with these riots. We can't allow people to be running around with guns shooting each other. We have to do some type of temporary measure to restrict people basically carrying firearms or taking firearms out, and they may do something like that. I don't know, but I'm telling you, I feel it. It literally is right on the cusp. And they may not go in and say, we're going to confiscate guns or something like that. They may come in and say, you're not allowed to carry a firearm. You're not allowed to brandish a firearm, even in states that are open carry. You're not allowed to get caught with a firearm out in public. You can't have an AR-15 in your truck. I don't know. But I'm letting you know right now, there's a high probability something like that is going to happen in the near future. With them saying now, with these reports from Jack, saying that they found two crates of pipe bombs by the Korean War Memorial, and now D.C. saying they got intel with U-Haul trucks with suspected weapons caches around the city. Remember, they already got busted with U-Hauls in these riot areas. We already saw that and got numerous reports of that. These guys pulling up in U-Haul trailers, unloading people, loading up stuff out of stores, and hauling off in U-Haul trailers. This also happened down in Miami 2 months ago when they started having some of the theft and stealing very briefly at the beginning of the COVID incident. I had a buddy of mine that was down there working. He said they'd pull right up like a wall, bust in the back door, steal a bunch of cigarettes, a bunch of beer, stow it in the U-Haul and take off. This is not abnormal. So this is something that is going to start occurring more and more when people realize they can get away with it, especially with U-Haul trucks, because nobody really thinks much about a U-Haul truck. You take a plate off of it, you can't even identify the U-Haul truck. You cover up the numbers on the side of it with a magnet. Now all of a sudden you're driving around basically in a unregistered, unmarked van that you can turn around and turn back in if you don't get caught in it, and nobody knows anything otherwise. What did you do with it? I don't know. We can't identify in photos. Can't see who was in it. They all had masks on. All the numbers are covered up. There's no tag on it. Okay. Understand and look at what's going on. Get this information out there. Make sure you guys are staying prepared for any situation. And wake up other people to the truth of what's going on, Dad.
You know, Austin, you say it's normal occurrence for now people to break into the back of a Wawa and steal cigarettes and stuff. I mean, is that where we are now? Why is it like that? Well, it's because of what the Soros group, who basically is the Rothschild group, they're planning on implementing Stasi tactics in, you know, in a post-Republic America. That's what they're planning on doing, guys. I mean, look at the video. It's resurfaced of Joe Biden's speech showing him urging Chinese Communist Party to increase its influence in the United States. This is Biden. I mean, from Manhattan to the Bronx. New York City was looted overnight with 8,000 police on duty. 8,000 police on duty. Still looted. Couldn't slow them down. 8,000. I mean, that's an army. 8,000. Like a division. That's got a whole division out there. You got 8,000 people out there, you know, like an army, and they couldn't stop them. You know, this is where we find ourselves here in America today. It's back in, it's like the 60s on steroids. I used to tell people, you wouldn't like the 60s. You wouldn't like the 60s. It wasn't a fun decade. Oh, I've read about the 60s. No, you don't. You heard the good things about the 60s. And here we are. Guys, stay focused on Christ. Walk in love. Walk in repentance. Try to walk in love. Stay out of situations that you have to stay out of. Tell your preacher to tell the truth. You know, if you start a home group with your church, you start telling the truth. Preachers have been silenced anyhow. They've been yanked out of the pulpit. They've been told they can't even have services anymore. Think about that. They don't want the positive energy flow of people praising God and singing heavenly songs to God to go into the atmosphere. So we're going to stop it. I love you guys. Awesome. Finish it up. I ran too late. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you guys again for the support. If you need anything, please be sure to check out Health Masters, our B Complex One product of the week. Great product, really important product for the brain, for the heart, for blood flow. B vitamins are essential. They're water soluble, so they don't build up. They're basically flushed out of your body every day, so it's important to take them multiple times a day with our methylated bioactive B Complex on sale right now. Keep up the work. Keep up the fight. Get the information out there. We appreciate you guys. Call us up if you need anything. Healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.